Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Power Half Hour. We're hoping, inshallah, to be joined by Ronald Avergy for the verbal fitness sessions in a few minutes or seconds' time. And at about a quarter to two, inshallah, we're joined by Life Coach Sumaya Kuvaria. Today, we are discussing consistency and habits of success or failure. So, besides the spiritual aspects, right, what positive affirmation or daily positive ritual do you complete daily? So, you can share that with us. SMS 48855, WhatsApp 072-786-1548, or Twitter at EJAZ_K. Now, is this something that you do daily, where you talk about... We talk to yourself in the mirror and say, today I'm going to have a wonderful day. Today, nothing is going to get in my way. Do you do this? Do you do it daily? Let us know. We've just returned now from a wonderful weekend in Durban, launching our KZN studios. What a beautiful sight indeed. In fact, Mohammed Salim, I was telling Mohammed Salim yesterday, there's sort of a depression now when you come to these studios. Nothing wrong with these studios, but in comparison to the facilities out there in KZN now, we make dua, inshallah, that the reality of the KZN studios will be a reality here in Johannesburg, inshallah, where the actual facilities leave you in awe. There's no noise or anything in the studios. It's like a vacuum, like a world on its own, a beautiful, well-constructed world of its own. And yeah, we were able to, you know, enjoy those facilities for those 2 days or so that we were in. Wait, Thursday, we don't come Friday. Thursday we left. We reached Friday morning, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 3 days that we did enjoy in the company of our KZN listeners. And it was so cool, Mohammed Salim, you know, interacting with listeners in our studios. I particularly enjoyed. You know, they gave us name tags so people would be able to identify with us. So I used to hide the tag firstly, you know, and then greet people. And then they would say, Maaf, brother, who are you? And, you know, then I would take out the name tag and be like, oh, Hijaz, oh, the exercise guy, or the parody guy, or the guy who used to do the traffic and weather, you know. Then you explain what you actually do at the station, like explain I'm an international content producer, mainly. That is my main function here, where I get the guests all over the world that you hear on the Drive Time shows. And they're like, oh, that's interesting. And it was also cool because sometimes you sit here when we do the workouts, and sometimes to my, you know, I know there are people as far as Greenside and Embrancha that join us for the workouts, and of course in Belfort and other of the outlying areas that do join us for the workouts. But you wonder how far away. We know there's an auntie in Cape Town that joins us daily. But it was so cool meeting so many listeners in KZN that do, in fact, join us for the workout daily on the verbal fitness sessions on the Power Half Hour. So it was cool, you know, it sort of motivates you to carry on, because sometimes you feel like maybe you're just doing it, it's just myself and Ronald doing it. You know, how far does it go? But now, that's a cool thing about going out, Mohammed Salim, is interacting with the listeners out there. And, you know, you realize again, and your spirit is replenished in some ways, that you realize what you do or how you help others is not just in a small area, but quite widely received. It is also, it was nice to meet up with Marjane Karsani and the KZN team out there who made our khidmat and, you know, joined us, you know, wherever we went. And it was a team bonding exercise indeed. And on the Sunday, you see, because everyone is so busy throughout those few days, that we had very, very little leisure time. In fact, on the Saturday morning, Mara Habib and I, straight from Fajr, we headed straight to the beach. And because we, you know what I said, we'd rather be tired than be filled with regret, Mohammed Salim. So we said, no, we're going. The two of us set out on Saturday morning for 45 minutes, I think, maximum, or an hour maximum, at the beach, because we had to be back, showered and ready to be at the studio at 7 a.m. again, where we set up and all of this, getting ready for the 8 a.m. starting time of the launch. So it was cool, you know. I'm glad that we did do that. Although Sunday was like a bonus for everyone else, Sunday was the first time they were going to be going to the beach. It was so cool going with everyone in the team, you know, coming through with us. Maulana Yusuf Patel joining us as well. Maulana Suleiman Rawat coming with us. In fact, it was Maulana Rawat and Maulana Yusuf Patel that were the last of the members to come out from the sea, you know. And it was so cool to just be in a more relaxed atmosphere for that short duration, you know, as the hecticness of the event that was to follow, you know, everything is rush there. So it was cool to have that bit of time, you know, bonding with our colleagues out there in KZN. Also, it was lekker when Maulana Ibrahim Daya and Mufti Musaji joined me for a run. We were running between the piers. And yeah, it's just cool. It's good to see, you know. And I was speaking to them on our way. We were talking about fitness and trying to, you know, inculcate that amongst the ulama fraternity to get more involved in fitness-related activities. And you know what I realized as well, moving around with the ulama, you realize that people make the khidmat of the ulama. You know, they go out of their way to prepare. And as guests, it's very hard to say no when someone brings a dessert to you in a bowl. You cannot say, no, I don't want, thanks. You have to oblige. And this happens almost everywhere you go. So you see the challenges that are faced, you know, by our colleagues. I now understand the difficulty they have in terms of, you know, trying to eat more healthily. It's not an easy thing. But also, what was cool about being KZN was there are many aspects. The main thing, the weather, man. Yo, the weather is so lekker. And lots of people would complain about the humidity out in Durban. I don't know. It's cool, man. Maybe for us. And also, a strange thing that you find out, you know, meeting people out in Durban and our team members out in Durban, that they don't go to the beach very often. And I know we as joke, Sunday morning when we went to the beach, before we were getting ready, it was raining. It was raining. And that is not going to stop a Wali, as they call us there. The Walis, the Upper Zakira was saying that how they identify, but this is a stereotype, and I have to object to it, but in the interest of relaying the message, Upper Zakira was saying that how they... a family member of us says, you know how you know Walis at the beach? They're the ones with socks and shoes walking at the beach. No, it's not all of us, eh? It's not all of us. But yeah, I guess that would be one way of seeing, you know, maybe there's a small group of people that would go that route. Why would you walk with socks on the beach, mostly? No, man. No. Man. No, man. And, yeah, the well-wishers and the duas, and, you know, there are a huge amount of elderly listeners that had come through. And it wasn't, there was a lift, but because of the traffic coming in and out of the building, that some of the apas that climbed those stairs to come to the studios, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you for your efforts there. But they were so happy to see the studios and to see some of the members. Oh, the kids in the Nizam show, the Nizam Hour. I really enjoyed interacting with them. And Saad Jara, the presenter, actually, for the second time, he managed to convince me to sing on air. I don't ever sing on air. It's daunting, to say the least. But he manages, for the second time, he managed to convince me to sing on air. And what we did was, we did a parody of a parody, used the tune from Leechies, but we made a quick one there on What Happened Keegan. And yeah, oh, I'm not supposed to speak about Keegan. My father says, I'm doing it too often. But that's the thing with things that go viral. They tend to stay relevant or, you know, for quite a long time. I'm sure this guy now must be like a celebrity out there in Durban, wherever he stays, in Sea Tides or wherever, whichever area that is. But the Radio Islam brand itself, I think that was the biggest celebrity over the weekend. There was a buzz of activity around the brand, wherever we would park us. I remember when we did those crossovers in Sparks Road, we all went to different areas. I was sent to Sparks Road. There were so many people that came up to us, or came up to me and said, "Hey, you guys, the launch is tomorrow, you know." And you could see that there was already, because obviously we had advertised it in the newspapers, the local newspapers, and word it got around, and of course the listeners themselves would have told others. So there was already this anticipation for the launch, which was cool as well, that led to the excitement also of the opening of our studios. I remember the first time when we came to the studios, we didn't know what to expect, because we had some sort of idea in our minds of how it would look, but it exceeded all expectations in terms. Alison and Bernard, husband and wife team that are basically responsible for putting all of that together, have done such an amazing job. It's unreal, you know. Here, if our one door is open and someone speaks down the road there, you can hear it. Whereas their design is such that even if the door is open, because people are going in and out of the studio to see, you know, to come and check it out, the main door was open, but Alison allayed our fears and said, "Don't worry, the way it's designed, no noise or no feed would come through." And it was a jib, because also when we were doing a test for the noise, our local technician, Zunaid Khan, was standing outside the studio, and we were about 12 of us inside the studio, and the door was closed, and we were screaming, "Zunaid!" at the top of our lungs. And he was oblivious to the fact that we were screaming at him, and he was just outside the door. So that just shows you how cool and how well structured our Durban studios are. So it was really cool being in Durban this weekend, and we hope inshallah that our studios get used nicely. I know Maulana Junaid Khursani, he will be based there and he'll be doing his show from there. But, and of course all the ulama nasiha, you know, lots of times our guests that come on would do it on the phone, on Skype. Now they have a studio to do it from, which is so cool, you know. Obviously just being in that environment makes you do better and present better, because now you have to live up to the area that you are based in. So really excited for this as we move forward now. And someone at our local Masajid and Extension 9 yesterday, he was saying he was enjoying listening to the launch, and he says, "Where? Next to Cape Town. Next up, Cape Town." So I'm like, yeah, we'll have to see, but let us first get Joburg smart. Yeah, Mohammed Salim agrees with me. Let us get our studios to be as mashallah as the ones in Durban. Coming up after the short break, we're chatting to Life Coach Sumaya Kuvadia. We're talking about habits of success or failure. What are the things that you do or on a daily basis, you know, to encourage yourself to do better or to have a wonderful day? You're listening to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. And when life is hard, you know it can get harder sometimes. You are the only one I'll follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close on the straight path, keeping it deep within my soul. Just wait for me to come home. And when life is hard, yes, indeed, you're listening to the Power Half Hour on Radio Islam International. It's time to be joined on the line by Life Coach Sumaya Kuvadia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sumaya.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi, Ijaz. How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm very well.
Alhamdulillah. Now, today's topic is very exciting as well. You know, you become what you constantly do. So, what are we mastering? You know, habits of success or failure. What is a ritual and why is it important to have one?
Well, yes, it does. You know, it is a very important topic. And when we discuss a ritual or a routine, you know, we could either call it a ritual or a routine.
Okay.
It's basically a set of things, you know, that we do on a daily, consistent basis. And this ritual or routine contributes to four elements in our life. That is our spiritual, our emotional, mental, and physical states of well-being.
Okay.
So if we're doing something on a consistent basis, we need to become very aware. Is what I'm doing contributing to these four very important states, right?
Right.
It's a daily practice that basically primes us for opportunity, for success, for joy. Basically, it's just a ritual, you know, that you are doing that's getting you to, you know, to get to that point of peak performance. That's basically what it is.
Okay.
And, you know, when you have a ritual, it's something that makes all the difference in you basically living your life of your dreams, or you setting up for something, you know, not setting up, but settling for something that you can just tolerate. And, Ijaz, you know what's the important thing is that all of this starts with a physical state. You know, the physiological state that we're basically in.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes place upon awakening. That's the very important part of it. You know, a ritual takes place in the morning when you wake up, you know, at the first moment when you wake up. So, you know, just because now this is called the power half hour, and I thought of that, you know, if we're having a morning ritual, what could we call that ritual? You know, because by naming it, you just fuel it with more energy.
Hmm.
So you could call that hour, you know, your power hour.
Hmm. Okay.
You know, that's what people could call that. And it's something
we'll
you do no
them,
matter
though.
What.
We have to charge him royalties for using, you know,
for
the
using
trademark.
The name, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and you could call it anything you want, but I just thought about, you know, power hour, since we're doing that power half hour.
No, nice one.
And exactly. And, you know, each person creates their own ritual. Some people, you know, I mean, we Muslims, every single day when we wake up, we perform our Fajr Salah, right?
Right.
But more than that, some people go into meditating, some exercise, some journal, whatever it is that you do. It's just a daily ritual that's priming you for the rest of your day, right? That's basically what it is. And Ijaz, we live in a world of cause and effect, right? So if we want to become high performers in our life, then set up a ritual that aims to take care of you on all these levels that we discussed, you know, just now.
Right.
Because when you're in that right state, right, that right physiological state, you're going to perform at your peak. You're living with greater consciousness, deeper clarity of thought and direction. I think, you know, this whole big thing about people always seem to be complaining of no time?
Yes.
I tell those people, create a ritual that has you planning your day. You know, make yourself a day planner. So everything is planned in that day, and you know exactly what you're going to be doing. Yes, leave room for spontaneity as well and for things that just come up. But plan your day in such a way that you're not complaining all the time of time bankruptcy.
Hmm.
So the idea is to do something on a daily basis to power up your day, right?
Right.
And if we have to ask ourselves, Ijaz, you know, if you ask yourself on a daily basis, or even just ask yourself now after listening to the show, do I have habits of success or failure? Because, you know, just telling the listeners that whether you believe you have a ritual or not, we all engage in things we do daily that we don't even pay attention to, right? And these are those unconscious things like waking up in the morning at a certain time, brushing your teeth, showering, making your breakfast, you know, dressing. It's, you know, those little rituals that we do on a daily basis that we just take for granted.
Yeah.
But for the benefit of the listeners, you know, we are talking about rituals that you create which lead you to start experiencing more quality living. That's what we're talking about right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
More joy that's sort of entering into your life, more success, and basically living life on purpose and just being fulfilled.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm just going to throw this question out to the listeners,
Ijaz. Yeah, go for it.
You know, when last have you considered the possibility of replacing or introducing a new ritual that contributes to your spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical states?
Mm.
Right? Because sometimes we go on doing the same thing day in, day out, without even asking ourselves, is this contributing to my well-being on these four levels?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's not, then it's time to change it. And because a ritual is something that has the ability to transform a mundane, you know, a boring mundane day into a sacred one. It's allowing us to give to ourselves. right? Because we gain an inner, sort of inner peace, that quiet, still time. We're slowing down. You allowing yourself to reconnect with yourself and your Creator. That's basically what we're doing. And, you know, if we go into our Fajr Salah, Ijaz, when we start our Fajr Salah, we do it sometimes, or, you know, it's, I won't even say all the time, but sometimes we do it because it's something that we are so used to doing. It's something that we do automatically. We are not consciously aware of what we are doing. Now, imagine if you focused on what you were doing. You focused on concentration.
Hmm.
You focused on when you're making your wudu, you know, the different parts that you're washing. Wouldn't that salah of yours be so much more quality filled?
Of course.
So that's basically how we start off, you know, by saying, why is the ritual so important? Because it sets you up in your day and in your life to be a peak performer, to reach those success levels that you want, to create more joy and just live your life that you really want to live on purpose and in a fulfilled way.
Now, Samia, you know, every day if I at work, I would write the times of the interviews I have to get done, right? And I noticed that when I sit and I physically write it down, I end up getting it done a lot quicker. And so is setting a daily intention for how we want the day to unfold unnecessary, or is it something that could help us?
Yes, absolutely. It's very, very important, Ijaz, to set your day up with an intention. You know, when you don't set your day up with an intention, it's basically you're just hoping for something to happen. Now, instead of hoping to have a good day, why don't you create a good day by setting up an intention, right? Without an intention, it's like you going to the airport, Ijaz, buying a ticket to who knows where. You yourself don't know where you're going, and just hoping the destination you get to is one that is enjoyable and one that you like.
Hmm.
It doesn't work like that. So setting up an intention basically allows you to set up your day according to how you want it to go.
Now, how do we get into the right psychological state first thing in the morning?
Well, the thing is, you know, most people live their lives reacting to the demands of others. Right? But we hardly ever give time to nurture ourselves. So what happens is, be in a state that puts you to be your best first thing in the morning, that is taking care of yourself. Don't just hope it's going to be a good day. Put yourself in that state to create a great day. So while you're still in bed, Ijaz, when your eyes open, smile. Right? It sets up the day.
Hmm.
Appreciate that you're alive while laying in that bed before you can even roll out of the bed. And making a conscious choice just to be happy. Happy that you're alive. Because life has so much to offer, right? How can you not be happy with that? So the first thing is, smile. Second thing is, your body has been in that position, or maybe different positions, but, you know, more often than not, we're not sort of stretched out while we're sleeping. When you wake up, stretch your body. Because your body needs, your limbs need to stretch out in, you know, different ways. So your body feels like it's waking up. A third thing what you can do is breathe. Just take a few conscious, deep, slow breaths, right? Because every cell of yours needs to be oxygenated. So give your body that oxygen that it needs first thing in the morning. Another thing is, get yourself a glass of water. Because when we wake up, Ijaz, the body is so dehydrated.
Yeah.
It needs to be hydrated again. Right? So these are just things that we can do, four things that we can do while we're still lying in bed, after you've read your dua, for waking up in the morning, being grateful to Allah for, you know, allowing you to have another day.
Mm-hmm.
Do all of these things, because these things basically set your physical state. And when you're setting up a physical state, you're creating an emotional and a mental state.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. Samia, now before we get to the few questions we can ask ourselves in order to access different states, I see Sister Mumtaz saying, I tell myself sabr is so great, no one knows the reward for it. If I don't remind myself, I would say what really is on my mind. So basically she's, you know, preparing to bite her tongue. I don't know if that is really healthy.
That is something that's very important, Ijaz. That
goes
under, you know, affirmations, and what it's called is incantations. It's just little phrases.
Yeah.
That you use on a daily basis to fuel yourself, to power yourself, to get through the day in a healthy way, in a positive way. So those are excellent things. We can remind ourselves with these little phrases all the time.
Nice. Now, finally, what are the few questions we can ask ourselves in order to access different states?
Okay. You know, the thing is, what we need to understand is, what you focus on is exactly what you feel. So all the emotions that you want to feel during the day, feel it in the morning, right? By asking yourself a few questions. Mm. You know, if you ask yourself every morning, Ijaz, after you've made your Fajr Salah, read your Quran, made your Zikr, sit, you know, in sort of like a meditative state and just ask yourself, what am I happy about in my life right now? If that question is too much of a stretch, then go for something like, what could I be happy about? Or if there was something I could be happy about, what would it be? Right? So now we're focusing on what can I be happy about? Right now, probably, you know, you could say different things. I'm happy about the fact that, alhamdulillah, I've got this opportunity to be on air right now and to share all of this wonderful content with the listeners.
Nice.
You could be happy about different things, you know, on your day. What makes you happy? So these questions put you in a good state. You could ask yourself again, what am I excited about today, right? Mm-hmm. What am I proud of today? What am I grateful of today? So it's these different questions that you're focusing on, and it's going to access different parts of you, because, Ijaz, when you are happy, your body is feeling something different.
Yeah.
When you are excited, your body is feeling and acting something different.
Mm-hmm.
So can you see what I mean by when we say we're accessing different states?
Yes, indeed. And I see a message coming on Facebook, Sister Sumaya saying, I remind myself of this daily. And it's an ayat of the Quran, the English translation is, on no soul doth Allah place a burden greater than it can bear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is, again, you know, this is the ritual that they practice daily, and just, you know that no matter what happens, nothing on the external, on the outside is going to faze me, because I know I can bear this.
Nice one. JazakAllah khair, Sumaya, for that, and we're hoping that it will help some people change their mindsets and their morning rituals. I think this is also, you know, it's so poignant, because on a Monday, you notice, you'll see on Twitter and all of this, people complaining about Monday. And they end up having a terrible Monday because they already have preconceived notions about Monday, and I'm guilty of that as well. And so what happens is that the Monday goes exactly how they expect it to be, and they
absolutely
should go about going to change that, inshallah.
Yes, absolutely, because remember one thing, Ijaz, how you start the day is how you end the day.
Nice.
So if you start the Monday, you know, as a blue Monday, people have associated Monday with the color blue.
Yes.
For some odd reason. So a blue Monday would end into a blue Monday night as well.
Okay, so now it's time to change all of that. JazakAllah for giving us the weapons to change all of that. Sumaya, have a wonderful day going forward, inshallah.
JazakAllah so much, and to you too, Ijaz.
Alright then, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And that's it from the Power Half Hour team for today, from Muhammad Salim and myself. It's Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mawlana Naeem Dokrat on standby with the 2 o'clock news.